You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As you've been hearing, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is running for president, entering an increasingly crowded field of Democratic contenders. New Yorkers and people around the country are trying to figure out exactly how the mayor measures up as a candidate. With us to take a deeper dive into the mayor's track record and how he's positioning himself in the race is WNYC's Brian Lehrer. He's been interviewing the mayor more or less weekly for about 3 years. Brian, it's good to have you here on All Things Considered.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, everybody.
You've spoken to Mayor de Blasio every week, pretty much, for your Ask the Mayor segments, and listeners get to call into those too. So that gives you, Brian, a pretty unique window into the mayor as a politician and as a person. So, Brian, how would you describe those conversations, and what have you learned about Bill de Blasio?
Well, Jamie, one thing I'll say right off the bat is that the mayor and his office have always been very professional with us about respecting journalistic independence. We determine the topics and the questions. They've never complained or tried to tell us that anything is off limits. We could think of some politicians who that might not apply to. And if that was happening, we wouldn't even continue Ask the Mayor, but it never has. So that matters to how I would describe these conversations. That said, the mayor has strengths and weaknesses that come through in these segments on a pretty regular basis. One of the strengths is that he leads with his values. So he's really good at talking about the philosophical underpinnings of his policies. When he makes a decision about something, he can be really good at explaining to you why he's come to that, whether you ultimately agree with his policy or not.
Well, okay, but he has to have weaknesses that come through even when he's trying to put his best foot forward on the air.
Yes, and related, the flip side of what I was just describing is that one of his weaknesses is that he can be pedantic and kind of lecture or scold the callers, or sometimes me, in a way that feels impersonal, or to callers sometimes kind of mansplaining.
All right, we looked up the transcript, Brian, ready for this, from the first formal Ask the Mayor segment. That was almost exactly 3 years ago, May 6th, 2016. And your first question for Mayor Bill de Blasio was about a New York Times article that was unfavorable to his administration.
The New York Times today says, quote, "The administration's inability to define itself has been highlighted by the weeks of unforgiving headlines that have accompanied news in at least five investigations by the U.S. attorney and Manhattan DA," unquote. So accepting our invitation now is part of a larger new communication strategy?
Well, I don't agree with the thesis of that article.
Interesting, that response, Brian, which has become a bit of a theme during his time with you on Ask the Mayor since then, right?
Well, we had invited him to do an Ask the Mayor segment on a regular basis when his administration started in 2014. The fact that he only agreed in 2016, after that flurry of bad headlines and the description of a need for a public relations reset, kind of speaks for itself. That snippet is representative of the fact that he's quite critical of the New York press corps generally, I would say. He doesn't say fake news like Donald Trump, but he will disagree with journalists' angles and conclusions, like in that case. I think he believes that the media here, especially the tabloids, but not only the tabloids, focus on whatever controversy they can pick at, no matter how small, and miss what he considers the bigger picture of him as a mayor trying to focus on reducing the inequality that defines the economics of this city of wealth and poverty.
When it comes to his administration's promises and policies, what would Mayor de Blasio like to claim as some of his victories, Brian, and what have been his major challenges or even failures so far?
Well, he certainly does have victories, and he's already begun touting them to the outside world. Universal pre-K, paid sick and family leave. He pushed the $15 minimum wage, which Governor Cuomo then adopted as policy for the state, but that was partly in response to de Blasio raising it. Ending Bloomberg-style stop and frisk while pushing crime even further down, and I'm sure there are others. As for struggles, one big one is homelessness, which is a horrible stain on this wealthy city that only continues to get worse based on shelter population numbers, despite the mayor trying to reverse some Bloomberg-era policies, which he likes to poke at, that did exacerbate it at the time. And of course, NYCHA and lead, and general deterioration, which he didn't cause, but he seemed not to prioritize until it broke out as a big news story, which it had not been before.
We're talking now about the run for president. Stepping outside Gracie Mansion and into the White House is a very big leap. There are nearly two dozen people running for the Democratic nomination. How do you think Bill de Blasio will try to stand out to appeal to voters across the country?
I feel like he's rolling the dice. If there are 22 other people in there and he actually feels he would make a good president, which I think he actually believes, then why not give it a shot? But here maybe is something to keep our eye on. The national media is picking up on this Quinnipiac poll here last month that found de Blasio's approval rating down at 43%. And found more people think it will be bad for New York if he runs than think it would be good. But I think they may be missing something really important in that poll by not looking one more layer into it. His approval rating among white New Yorkers is 31%. His approval number among black New Yorkers is 66%. His tale of two cities has been a tale of two racial groups' very disparate support. And it was no accident that he introduced his campaign to the world with his wife, Shirlane McRae, not only at his side, like many candidates have, but also speaking. So is he going to compete successfully for African-American support against actual African-American candidates and others with a track record? We don't know. But I think that's one of the reasons that he thinks he could win, the fact that he does relate well to African-American voters.
And that, of course, is Brian Lehrer, WNYC's own, and we will be checking in with him from time to time to get his take during the de Blasio campaign right here on All Things Considered. And don't forget to tune in to the Brian Lehrer Show starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. right here on WNYC, where you can hear Ask the Mayor with Bill de Blasio starting tomorrow at 10:25 a.m. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.